Accountability is God's job. But it's not solely God's job. No, it's our job too. We will be the plan. We are never going to give up. When the truth is known to the entire world, we are going to have extreme accountability.
You've learned a lot more about January 6th. You talked to hundreds of defendants. What have you learned?
Well, first I've learned about pain.
I believe in my nephew. I am proud of him. He was just larger than life.
We wanted to come and kind of just share what really happened today.
He had never been in trouble before in his life. So this was just so overwhelming. I was sitting in my home and I got a call from his uncle.
What did he say?
They robbed him of his hope, his will to live. They took his fight away from him.
They broke him.
They completely broke him, and they broke his heart.
It's hard to find the truth these days, and it's needed now more than ever. We've traveled the country to bring you honest, accurate reporting.
Bottom line, Laura, if they didn't want people going to the Capitol, they didn't want people even getting close to the Capitol, it never would have happened. It happened because they wanted to happen.
No one was stopping you.
This is the government we're talking about, okay? Like, they have like nukes and F-15s. They can do whatever they want to stop average people like me.
34-year-old Roseanne Boylan was one of four people killed.
This was a woman who got pushed down, smothered, trampled, and then beaten.
Had this been covered at all by anyone else in the media?
No.
They named me as one of the insurrectionists that was preventing the cops from rescuing her.
Was that true?
Absolutely not. This crutch was right at my feet, and I put it above my head, and I said, in the name of Jesus, Lord, please stop this.
Jeremy was at the Capitol providing security.
I mean, he's quite literally the poster boy for the special forces.
When you were arrested, they never sat you down and said, is this yours?
No, because they're the same officer that recruited me on December 9th of 2020.
From Department of Homeland Security.
The same two guys.
These people are hiding all of this information, and judges have let them get away with that.
You could be here forever.
I will be here as long as the American people leave me here.
I'm Laura Logan with the rest of the story. Join us.
After watching that, what else is left to be said? I mean, this was an attack on American people that was obviously set up by the American government, a hijacked or occupied country that has ushered in a regime that is willing to murder innocent Americans in order to perpetuate a police state. You've been a war correspondent for over three decades. You've seen some of the most horrific atrocities in our world's history. I mean, what other questions, what other information, what's left to be answered, and why is the media ignoring all of this?
Well, we know why the media is ignoring it, because it's an inconvenient truth. And also, they're so busy propping up the lie of insurrection that they couldn't possibly turn their attention to things that ordinarily would have walked onto 60 Minutes. I mean, I was a correspondent at CBS and 60 Minutes for 16 years. I think I know what a story is on that show. And instead, they roll out Ray Epps. That's funny to me, because, I mean, that wasn't even a story, right? There wasn't even the vaguest investigation in that piece. And it was funny because I didn't know they were doing that. And we were working on Ray Epps' story as part of one of our episodes. And I thought, oh, well, you know, they're gonna blow it up wide open, right? I expected 60 Minutes to be 60 Minutes. But instead, you know, what we got was a really pathetic, poorly researched travesty of justice, because there was so much about Ray Epps that is not in the 60 Minutes piece. And I'm not sitting here saying he's a Fed. I mean, to me, it's obvious he's not a Fed. That's why the FBI put him on their wanted poster. I mean, it's obvious that if Ray Epps works for someone, it's not the FBI.
What does he work for? I mean? Who then?
that there's other agencies that had people on the ground. The Department of Homeland Security had people. The Joint Terrorism Task Force had people. There's strong indications that the CIA possibly had people on the ground. There's other agencies within the Department of Defense. I mean, I think the real question, Stu, is who didn't have undercovers on the ground that day? Which agency didn't? Because even, you know, the Special Narcotics Division of the Metropolitan Police Department, they had undercovers, the DEA had undercovers. Who didn't have undercovers in the crowd? And not only that, the more important question is, what were they doing? Because when you have people encouraging other people to go into the building and you're working for someone in the government, is that not entrapment?
But I mean, cops were encouraging it. They were escorting them in there. This looked like a guided, peaceful tour. People were arrested for praying on the Capitol steps. Owen Schroyer from InfoWars was just sentenced to jail time, you know, for posting about it, for questioning an election.
For the First Amendment, for exercising his First Amendment rights, for being a journalist, for saying things as a journalist that they don't like, which means you and I are straight there in line. And for exercising his First Amendment rights. So now the First Amendment is a crime.
But isn't that what everybody was doing on January 6th? Millions of people gathered there to exercise their First Amendment right to peaceably assemble, to petition the government to grievance redress their grievances?
Most people on January 6th were doing that, yes. And that was the purpose for most people. But a small number of people were paid to be there. And their purpose was something else. Their purpose was to incite and to agitate and to ensure that the conditions for chaos ensued. You know, I was, a lot of people know this already, when I was on the ground in Egypt and I was attacked by the mob, there were instigators in the crowd. I know because the young Egyptian guy that was with us, who was our translator, he heard them. He heard them say, let's take off her pants. Let's do this to her. Let's do that to her. And these are very organized, very simple things to figure out. How do you incite a crowd of people? How do you turn people from protesters into rioters? How do you create a mob out of a crowd? Governments all over the world do this all the time. We train American citizens how to do this on foreign soil.
Is this the same thing that happened in 2014 in Ukraine?
Of course. Of course, this is color revolution style tactics of the CIA. Absolutely, 100%. You know what else was? Charlottesville probably was. Can I prove that? Not yet, but that's on my list. I did prove it with Nicholas Sandman at the Lincoln Memorial that was an information warfare operation. It was so obvious once you dug into that just even a little bit. And probably, you know, if you look at any of the big events that really shaped opinion and shaped policy in this country during the Trump presidency were probably information warfare.
What about even operation. Before that, though? What about way prior to Trump's presidency? What about the Oklahoma City bombing?
Possibly. Now, I don't list that Las Vegas. Because I haven't looked at it, right? I haven't investigated it. I don't really know. But what I do know is the more I learn, the more unlikely it is that Timothy McVeigh acted alone. I mean, come on. So what I can tell you is I can't say to you for sure it was this or it was that, but I can tell you for certain that the chances that the story we have been given is the whole truth are zero. Zero.
So from 9/11 to Oklahoma City to Waco, Texas, with David Koresh to JFK. Yes, the Las Vegas mass shooting, mm-hmm. January 6th, you sat down with these people. What was some of the most shocking things that you learned after sitting down with these people? What did you uncover about January 6th that you think everybody needs to know?
Well, I don't want people to get the wrong impression about this series, right? We're not trying to tell the whole truth about January 6th because that's a vast undertaking. And what we have tried to do is to tell the stories of people who were there, and what happened to them reveals a lot about the big picture and reveals a lot about the truth. So, for example, yes, Matthew Perna's story, the first episode that just dropped That story is about a young man who took his own life because he was in the grip of the Justice Department where he should never have been. He never did anything to justify that. Historically, in this country, it would have been a slap on the wrist or a fine, civil disobedience. The charges would have been dropped if he was BLM or Antifa in the Summer of Love, you know, and so on. So he should never have been in that position. So yes, on the one hand, this is a tragic story because he's not the only one, right? Another young man just killed himself not so long ago, and there were others before. So yes, it is in part that tragic human story. But something very interesting we uncovered in telling Matthew's story is that on January 6th, that night, he did a Facebook Live video. And he said in that video, Antifa was there. They were not all wearing their black in numbers like they normally are. They were wearing Trump gear, Trump hats, whatever. And he said, but they were doing what they always do, which is to instigate and agitate. And I'm not saying that Antifa is the whole answer. I know that that's not true. But certainly there were people like that. And there were Antifa people in the crowd and they were agitating and they were inciting. Somebody knows. I mean, to me, from what we've learned, they were part of a bigger operation. And so what was very interesting to me was the fact that people like Matthew Perna, and he was not the only one, they recognized that from the very first moment. How did they recognize it? Because they've seen Antifa at one Trump rally after another. This is something that has been ignored by the media, ignored by our leaders as a whole, is that if you, from the moment Trump was elected, if you went to one of his rallies, depending on where it was taking place, there was a good chance that you were going to be harassed or intimidated by Antifa. And so how did Trump supporters know? How did they recognize the people in their midst? Well, there were two main reasons. One was it wasn't new. They had been dealing with that for years, some of them in person at these rallies. And two, how they knew that it was inconsistent with every other rally they'd been to, with every other Trump supporter they knew. They knew that people who support the police and back the blue, they don't show up there and just go to war with the police. That made no sense. And one of the things I've always said, Sue, is that 1 + 1 = 2, no matter what they tell you, okay? And the truth is very, very, very simple.
So when you look at things like 9/11, or you look at things like the Vietnam War, or, you know, we mentioned Oklahoma City, ISIS, Kyle Rittenhouse in Wisconsin, major events that the press completely ignores all of the anomalies, all of the inconsistencies. People that are sitting and talking at their dinner tables could obviously see what's going on. So why is it that the majority of people that I talk to, when I go out and I talk to people, When I go out and say, tell me about January 6th, why is it that these people still actually believe that there was a violent insurrection when, in fact, millions and millions of people who wanted to overthrow a government would have brought weapons or guns, and they wouldn't have been the ones killed?
Because their leaders still keep saying insurrection, because journalists and media organizations keep pushing the insurrection narrative, because the judges and the courts push the insurrection narrative. People find it very persuasive when they hear that as someone was convicted, you know, of these kind of crimes. The fact that there no one's been convicted of insurrection doesn't seem to matter, because the judges still say in court on the record that these are insurrectionists and that they participated in an insurrection. The government, the Department of Justice, the FBI, they use this language all of the time. So what you have is we're in the midst of fifth generation warfare, as I'm sure you know. And that's where you create a narrative and you try to hold that narrative up regardless of the truth. That's how you can say ridiculous things like Andy Ngo, who writes about Antifa all the time, is a fascist and a white supremacist when he's an openly gay son of Vietnamese refugees. Or Larry Elder, you know, who is an African-American, is really a white supremacist, because they're creating a narrative. And they don't care that the narrative doesn't match the truth. But they keep having to tell more lies. We have to convict another one, right? Because if we don't, people are going to see that, oh, the vast majority of people were doing what you said. They were exercising their right to protest. They were exercising their First Amendment rights. They were acting constitutionally. They were peaceful. They didn't even know, many of them, that there was any violence because it wasn't in front of everybody. Some of them didn't even know that they couldn't walk in those areas because all the signs were gone.
They were getting calls from relatives at their hotel. Like, what were you doing there? And the feds are here and they're looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, by the way, another thing that most people don't know is that the law enforcement came to a lot of hotels in DC that evening. You know, what happened that evening, Stu, is that law enforcement went to a number of different hotels in DC. They locked people down in their hotels and they arrested people. I mean, you imagine being in a hotel in Washington, D.C., you're locked indoors and there's, you know, armed police officers and tanks and vehicles and not tanks, sorry. Some of them, you know, armored, they looked, some of the footage that I've seen, they look like reinforced vehicles, right? It's not your average, it's not just a car.
Yeah, they're MRAP. That's showing up. They're military vehicles that are wrapped in, you know, ballistic bulletproof material. These are war machines.
In the United States of America.
On the streets. For peaceful protesters. In our capital.
Yeah. And you know, this is how, okay. So I said to you, we can't cover everything, right? So what I try to do as a journalist is I try to find out, okay, what are the things that go to the very heart of the truth? You know, there's lots of things that are truths, lots of injustices, but what goes to the heart of telling us about this? So here's one very simple fact. It's what Philip Anderson said in the promo. You saw him there, the young man who said, if they wanted to secure the Capitol, they would have. They can do anything they want. They have nukes and F-15s is what he says, but they have much more than nukes and F-15s, right? It's the same way as if they wanted to find the pipe bomber, they would have found the pipe bomber by now. If they wanted to find to put a guillotine on Capitol grounds, they would have find them by now. I mean, when you know and understand the technology and the capabilities that they have, you know and understand that they let this happen. They wanted it. Somebody wanted it to happen. And when you know, why did they deny Stephen Sund, the head of Capitol Police, the reinforcements that would have secured the Capitol? Again, they wanted it to happen. Why did they open the border? All these crises, all these things that are wrong, they wanted it to happen. They knew when they opened the border that that would happen. They knew when they didn't secure the Capitol that that would happen. I mean, when you talk about, you know, all these different American intelligence agencies that talk all the time about the white supremacist threat, and yet, let me see, the leaders of your white supremacist movements, every single one of them is showing up, but you don't think that you need real security? So both of those things can't be true, right? You can't believe that the greatest existential threat to the United States of America and to the Republic is the white man or the Donald Trump supporter or the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys or the Three Percenters or, you know, whatever name you put on it. You can't believe that that's the greatest threat this country faces in terms of security, and then also believe you don't need any security.
So you've covered wars for an extremely long time. You've seen everything from Iraq to Benghazi and Syria and Afghanistan. You've reported extensively on COVID-19 and its origins, and you've joined me talking about the inoculations that they call safe and effective vaccines. You've talked about the security state and surveillance and impeachment hearings and sham investigations and GOP inquiries. To me, from where I sit, and I know that your job, Laura, is you're an incredibly talented investigative journalist. So I don't want to try to like steer away from what you're trying to accomplish, which is to really just inform people. But I respect your opinion, and so I want to hear it. Like, is our entire government fake? Do we have really the complete destruction, annihilation, and crumbling of what was a representative two-party government system? And do we have a murderous crime syndicate that's just hell-bent on the destruction of America, and they don't care how many people they kill, they're going to do it?
What we have is the senior executive service. We have the SES. We have an actual deep state. That's what we have. We have an actual deep state people with names and addresses and identities who are in very senior positions throughout our government, who are carrying out policies that will absolutely lead not just to the destruction of America, but to sovereign nations on earth, right? I mean, if that sounds like a big, it's like a big statement and people will say, oh, she's crazy, or, oh, that's a conspiracy. I would say to them, look at the Open Society Foundations. What do they believe in? What is their ideology? If you believe in open borders mean no borders. No borders mean no nations. Okay, so in order to dismantle every border on earth, you have to dismantle the strongest nation on earth. You have to dismantle the very idea of sovereignty. National sovereignty has become associated with the, you know, in the fake narrative as being a truly evil thing at its core. Nation states, therefore, are evil. Why? Because we don't want governments. We want a situation where the world is ruled by a small number of private corporations. And what is left of governments, right, serves us. And Obama was one of the people who articulated this, this whole public-private partnership thing. What that's really about is destroying sovereignty. And what is the purpose? Why do they want to destroy sovereignty? You don't have to hear Lara Logan's opinion. My opinion here is irrelevant. What you want to do to understand the truth is listen to them. What do they tell you the purpose is? They tell you over and over again what they're going to do. Yuval Noah Harari says, we are on the verge of acquiring divine power. Oh, so you want to be gods. That's what you want. Go to what a C40 city is. A C40 city, the mayor's initiative, is all these mayors who've signed up to turn their cities into C40 cities. What is a C40 city? It's no private ownership of land, no private ownership of cars, no airline travel as we know it. You agree to do one flight every 3 years, no more than 1,500 miles. You know, I can go on. What is a 15-minute city? Well, that is basically a self-sustaining concentration camp.
That's right.
So are these people hell-bent on destruction of America? Yes. And they're not some, you know, this is not some amorphous entity. They have foot soldiers, and their foot soldiers and their leaders embedded throughout the federal government are in the senior executive service. Look up the SES. These people are not answerable. They bypass Congress much of the time in many ways. They vote on their own salaries. They can only fire each other. You know, people put a lot of faith in Donald Trump being elected, and maybe he's going to fix it all. When Donald Trump fired people, do you remember how they didn't leave their jobs? You remember how Bill Barr had to negotiate to get someone out of the position after the president of the United States fired him? Remember how, you know, a few years ago they started this narrative, and it's in a lot of movies, that the president is just a face. President is just a figurehead. The real people running the government are those behind the president, right? So it doesn't matter if we have an idiot for a president. Doesn't matter if they're, look at all these movies where they mock the office of the presidency itself, and where it's always somebody else with the real power. That's what we're told, right?
Yeah, we'll don't just give you an illegitimately installed pedophile whose daughter openly writes in her diary that he took likely, probably inappropriate showers with her, and the media squanders all that.
And the diary that they have never disputed is her diary. I mean, I haven't reported on that because I feel like each of these things, they're so significant and profound in their implications that you don't just undertake that lightly. You know what I mean? Like, I can't undertake that lightly.
So the big question is the frustration. Here's my frustration. There are, what would you predict? Hundreds or thousands of people in this shadowy deep state.
You know, I don't think there's that many people. If you look at it as a percentage of the population of the United States, on the one hand, it feels like there's a lot of them, right? Because every time you turn, they're at work and they have a real impact on our lives. But when you really think about it, let's just say, let's go for broke here and vastly overestimated and say there's 200,000. What percentage is that of this
country? That's right. That's what I'm saying. So that's nothing. My frustration. And not only this country, Laura, you have 8.5 billion some odd people on the face of the planet that want individual liberty and freedom and autonomy. They want to love their kids. They want to raise a family.
Yeah. And 8 of those 8.5 billion know that there's only 2 genders.
That's right. So when you have 8 billion people who understand there's only 2 genders.
Yes. And men can't have periods.
And they don't get pregnant. And men can't have periods. So where is everybody?
Well, you know, it's human nature.
I mean, there's kids being killed, right? So, let's just brass tacks. There's kids being killed, murdered in broad daylight. Everybody knows that it's being perpetuated by these people. 8 billion people aren't going to just go handle their business? What happened?
Well, what they have done is they have very masterfully exploited human nature. They know that most people don't grow up wanting to be an outlier. They grow up wanting to be recognized and rewarded and, you know, and wanting to improve their circumstances. So say I'm a young journalist. Do I dream of being like Laura Logan? No, I don't. I dream of being like, I don't know, Nora O'Donnell, because she is the anchor of the evening news and she's on 60 Minutes and she earns tons of money and they do great articles about her. That's what they dream of, right? And so they've created and built a whole society that is built around their deception and their lies. And it is human nature to want to be part of that. We know that. I mean, I stood in villages in Eastern Europe when I was reporting for 60 Minutes and talked to people who had literally gone and watched the massacre and murder of tens of thousands of Jews, whose parents dressed them up in their Sunday best and went early to get a good view so they could watch the people being murdered. You know, there's something fundamental in human beings that when they see misfortune happening to others, their self-preservation and their survival kicks in and they step back because, oh boy, you know, don't want it to be me, right? And then on top of that, I talked to a Catholic priest who studied this, thousands of interviews and in across Eastern Europe. And he said to me, you never find genocide without the neighbors. I said, what do you mean? He said, every time the Einsatzgruppen, Hitler's killing squad, would come to the villages, he would ask for the Jews. And who would take them there? The neighbors. What do you think the neighbors did with ISIS when they stormed across northern Iraq? They took them to the homes of the Christians. They took them to the homes of the Yazidis. So if you look at what humanity does, when you have people in positions of power, right, humanity takes a knee a lot of the time. But what else does humanity do? What did the Spartans do? What did 300 men do? They fought for freedom. So you will always find those who will stand up. But when you go back to the founding of this country, people point out over and over again that the founders were few in number. They weren't the masses. And until you reduce the cost of standing up, people will not stand up in the numbers that you see until they've lost everything. Look at Sri Lanka. What happened when the people stood up in Sri Lanka? Wow. I mean, they swarmed across that parliament and they just dismantled it. They swarmed through the rich areas and they dismantled it, right? I mean, when the people stand up together, there's nothing that these people in power can do. They run and hide. They slither away on their bellies like the cowards they are. That's what they do.
Who is they, then? I mean, who are the theys? Because you can't believe that it's Joe Biden. You can't believe that it's Tony Fauci.
Joe Biden's an instrument. Fauci's an instrument. But these people are puppets, right? Even Obama's a puppet.
To whom? Whose puppets are they? Who's Alex Jones talking about when he says the globalists? Who are you talking about when you say the they? Who am I talking about when I reference the deep state? Who are they?
Some of it is obvious, right? I mean, some of the deep state are people like Rod Rosenstein, who was literally a member of the SES. Obama and Bush both expanded the numbers of the SES. Obama added 12,000 public servants to the SES. So take a look at that. Most of the Department of Justice are members of the SES. So those are the foot soldiers. Who are the puppet masters? That's what you're really asking me.
Yeah.
Well, look to places like the Bilderberg Group, right? Look to these organizations like the World Economic Forum. You know, it's a disappointing answer because you already have it in some ways. You know, look at the Rothschilds. Look at these old families that have created and institutions that, for example, like this system of NGOs. Go back to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 when 501(c)s were given tax-exempt status. That's when they began building a kind of shadow government for the world through these NGOs. Look at USAID. It's a shell company, basically, for the agency. You know, I mean, most, if not all, of USAID are really working for the CIA. So there you will find a lot of the foot soldiers, but behind that, a lot of the puppet masters. Follow the money. A lot of these money people.
People are unwilling to actually say who it is.
No, I'm not unwilling to say who
it is. I'm saying people are so scared. People are so scared.
They're scared.
They don't want to get kicked off the internet. They don't want to be banned from their Instagram. Yep, Soros, you're not allowed to say that on the Fox News channel anymore. Harris Faulkner will kick you off because he claims to be a Jew. He's not even a practicing Jew. You mentioned the fact that there's Jews everywhere, or Jewish-controlled media, Jew this, Jew that. The ADL will kick you off. I think they're a terrorist organization. They should probably be classified as enemy combatants and treated accordingly. But, I mean, nobody wants to talk about where all of this is really coming from, just like nobody wants to really talk about the unfettered truth of January 6th, which is something that you're doing on an individual basis, on an individual story of people who were there. You're not going to hear Harris Faulkner talk about Roseanne Boylan. Nobody wants to talk about Roseanne Boylan. Nobody wants to say this woman was murdered.
And everyone should know her name. Everyone should know the name Roseanne Boylan. And I got to tell you, one of the things I learned is that this woman was funny and loving and irreverent. She was a fantastic aunt to her nieces. She was a wonderful person. And you know what? She was actually really cool. Yeah. She was a cool person and she had cool friends. And all of that is lost, right? She's reduced to two words, you know. So we've tried to address that. We've tried to bring these people to life, and in bringing them to life, to give people some insight into the bigger truth.
With just a couple of minutes left, you said something really interesting. Roseanne Boylan has been reduced to two words. I have two words that I'd like to introduce. Extreme accountability. What does that look like to you? For the people responsible for this.
So I have to put my emotion aside because emotionally I know what accountability looks like.
Yeah.
But as someone who believes in the Republic and who believes in the rule of law, justice looks like what it always has. People being held properly accountable and publicly accountable for their crimes. So they don't get to retire with their pension. They don't get to walk away with nobody knowing what they really did. No. And the problem with justice is that, you know, whether it's Donald Trump or somebody else, you know, RFK Jr., or nobody is going to be elected in this country and go and arrest. Let me see. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, John Brennan, you know, James Clapper, Comey, and you start to go on the list. If you really want to find the people who are traitors and treasonous, who are guilty of sedition, those I mentioned are just a few, right? That's just a few. So where is the Department of Justice that is packed with senior executive service members? Where are those guys who are going to go and arrest all of these people who are their masters, right? They work for these people and they're guilty. You know, the Peter Strokes of this world, even if he was still there, he's not going after the guys that he was working for. So it's going to take something much greater than that. And yeah. I don't know exactly what that looks like. I know the answers lie in the Constitution. I know the Constitution provides for a moment like that. I know the founding fathers knew this day would come. That's why they wrote, you know, protect this country against all enemies.
By any means necessary. We're going to write these documents because one day tyrants will be here and that day has come. We've been directed by the Constitution. There's a precedent set for how to handle these people. And I can't wait to see extreme accountability. You've done a fantastic job. I can't tell you. I mean, like, you honestly, journalistically are one of my idols. I really, really have a huge heart for you, a huge space in my heart for you. I really love you. You're fantastic. You're brave. You're awesome. This film that you're doing, this truth is is something that people really need to see. And I just, I want to thank you personally for that, for being a friend of mine, for being a friend of the program, for being a friend of this country, and for being one of the many people in our very small percentage of Americans that will be, if accurately represented, written about positively and favorably in history, because we're at war and you're a soldier on the front line. Happy to fight alongside you. Laura Logan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sue. Thank you.
I'm going to fill this box here and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. They will give you headaches, make you depressed, and even angry if they don't get what they want. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
If you're over 35, your enzyme levels have already begun to decline. Why should you care about that? What are enzymes? Enzymes are the workhorse of digestion. They break your food down into usable macro and micronutrients. Now, research shows that by the time someone hits 65, their saliva and pancreatic secretions, both of which are involved in enzyme activity, could have declined by as much as 50%. That's catastrophic. I mean, this decline creates chronic indigestion, and that sets the stage for gut issues and yeast and mold overgrowth, even malnutrition. Masszymes is the most complete, most potent digestive enzyme I have ever seen or experienced. That's why we have them here on the program. Masszymes not only contains more protease, it contains 13 additional enzymes, including lipase for fat digestion, which work at every pH level from 2 to 12. In other words, at every stage of digestion. And now you can try it risk-free. Their 365 full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. If you don't feel how Masszymes help you upgrade your digestion and power through your food, their support team will give you a no-questions-asked refund. Go to buyoptimizers.com/stew. Again, buyoptimizers.com/stew for 10% off. Use promo code StuPeters10 at checkout. Buyoptimizers.com/stew. Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I got to tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew.
Hello and welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell. Millions of Americans suffer on a daily basis from all sorts of ailments and chronic pain. People are suffering from sleep deprivation, which leads to a lack of energy, which dulls focus and concentration while trying to do the most basic daily tasks. Now, there are many potential reasons for this. Some of it may be out of our control. Some of it may be genetic. However, if you've been a viewer of the Stu Peters Show for any length of time, you know the powers that be are trying to make us slaves to Big Pharma and their never-ending list of drugs. If you've got an ache or pain, Big Pharma has a pill for that. Does that pill have an unintended side effect? No problem. We have another pill for that. The cycle continues until you are a lifelong addict to Big Pharma and their pill-pushing ways. Another way they do this is by poisoning the world around us. Processed food, the chemicals sprayed on produce, the air we breathe, all of it designed to cause health problems, disease, chronic pain, and even death, because we know how much the elites are obsessed with keeping the population of the Earth under 500 million people, right? And because we have all of these forces working against us 24 hours a day, it's more important than ever to educate yourself as to the natural remedies that are out there to counteract the poison that is all around us. Now, one of those natural remedies is called cannabidiol. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Cannabidiol is the scientific name for CBG. It is known as the mother cannabinoid, if you will, as it gives life to the other cannabinoids like CBD or THC. So for more on this, Justin Finneman is here. He's the national sales director for Curable.com. So make sure that when you visit Curable.com, you use the promo code STU for great savings. That's K-U-R-I-B-L.com and use promo code STU. Justin Finneman joins us now to explain more. Justin, welcome back to the Stu Peter Show.
Hey, awesome. Thanks so much, Paul. Glad to be here. You nailed it.
Okay. I pronounced that right. I don't want to try to pronounce it again. I'm afraid I'm going to mispronounce it. Cannabidiol, did I say it right?
You nailed it. Right on.
All right. So tell us about this. What did I get wrong? Or just kind of expand on this a little bit. This I guess the one cannabinoid to rule all the other cannabinoids.
Yeah, that's the reason my wife loves it so much, right? It, you know, my wife and I have five kids, and she loves that this is the mother cannabinoid, right? So it literally early on in the life of the hemp plant, as the molecules are beginning to form, the plant is actually first, literally the molecule CBGA, which is a precursor to CBG. Okay, so it breaks down from CBGA into CBG, and then CBG breaks down into these other molecules and these other lifelines of CBD and THC, etc. Okay, so the big thing I want to hammer on is CBG is non-psychoactive, okay, and it will not get you high. Okay, so it's very similar in regards to CBD in that way. But it does have some different properties to it, and I'm happy to discuss that and kind of share how our customers utilize it and why it's become the number one selling product that we have on our website.
Yeah, I mean, I think people would be interested to know about it because, you know, we see the CBD oils and CBD products. A lot of people are more familiar with that, but a lot of people have never heard of CBG. And so, yeah, tell us how your customers are utilizing this product over at Curable.com.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with CBD because that's the most common, right? And most of the time, people associate CBD with reducing anxiety, helping reduce inflammation, and then also better sleep in the evening, okay? CBD has been shown to drive individuals into what we call REM sleep or reparative sleep, okay? But CBG has been studied very much along the lines of how effective it is on targeting different receptors in the brain. And interesting enough, it's actually the same receptors that certain pharmaceutical drugs like ADHD medications or certain anxiety medications will target certain receptors in the brain. CBG is being studied for how it targets those same exact receptors, but then it also doesn't have the side effects that go along with the pharmaceutical drugs. So we're able to activate the receptors through CBG, and we know this because there's very, very well-known physicians. There's one physician out of California that's done a ton of studies in relation to her practice and how they use CBG to treat children, and they start at a very small dose, and then they build up, obviously based off of kind of the reaction or the response of the patient. But she even talks about how we're getting very close to clinical trials on CBG because of how effective it's been in her practice and with other physicians and their patients.
So you mean like specifically when we're talking about the testing or the, you know, children, you mentioned children. So yeah. Is that specifically for ADHD or is it other, you know, potential illnesses?
Yeah. Yeah, great question. So CBG in general does a great job at reducing inflammation. So anytime you can reduce inflammation from a neurological perspective, that's a good thing, right? For a number of different reasons. In fact, even optometrists are utilizing CBG because it's reducing ocular pressure behind the eyes. So macular degeneration and other conditions of the eye, they don't have a lot of answers right now, and they're utilizing CBG to actually reduce that inflammation or the pressure behind the eyes. So in general, my point is that CBG does an incredible job at reducing inflammation. But the way we separate it away from CBD is that it's really, really strong as far as a cognitive enhancer, helping produce mild energy, focus, clarity. And that is something that we've seen with our patients or customers have incredible results. They just like the mild energy they get. They like the focus without the crash, and they feel just a little bit more present without having any type of big drop off on the back of that product.
Okay, so somebody's listening to this, Justin Finneman, and they know we're talking about something that's derived from hemp, but a lot of people get confused and they think it's marijuana, and you just said something about mental clarity. So there may be some people out there thinking, well, is this psychoactive? Am I going to feel a little high or a little buzzed? And the answer to that is no, right?
Absolutely. And it's, again, the reason that almost all of the CBG on the market today is derived from a hemp plant is because the farmers that are actually able to produce CBG, they a lot of times own their own farm and they have an ability to process right there. And there aren't many people in the country or companies in the country that can do that, but we can. And the reason is, again, the CBG, it's extracted very early on in the plant life of the hemp plant. So you have to be able to get to it in a certain amount of time, and you have to be able to do the extraction. So if you don't have the facility to do that or have your own farm, by the time you send it to somebody else to process and break that cannabinoid down, a lot of times it's too late. And that's what, again, makes us unique and why you don't see a lot of companies selling CBG. They just don't have the capacity to do so.
Now, so that's interesting. I didn't know you had to have like a special harvesting technique to get the CBG that you don't necessarily have to get the CBD. I heard you correctly?
Yeah, pretty much. So because the plant changes so quickly, the hemp plant is very young. And before it changes, you've got to start to do the extraction and have the ability to get CBG. There are other ways to do it later on in the process. But if you want to do it at its early stages and really take advantage of it to where it can be monetarily still available to do this, meaning it gets very expensive if you don't have the equipment and the processing technology to do it right on site.
Okay. All right. So it seems to me that CBG is extremely beneficial, and not a lot of people, I mean, I know a lot of people that have gone to Curable have used it, but people don't, not enough people know about this is what I'm trying to say. So what are some of the best selling products that have this CBG in it, and what are they designed to do? I know you already mentioned focus and energy and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So there's two main products that we carry. One is a CBG tincture. It's a 1500 milligram tincture. It comes in cinnamon only. Okay. So it is comprised of mostly CBG, but it's a liquid tincture or an oil. Okay. And then we have a CBG gummy that is about 33 milligrams per gummy. And the rest is made up of a little bit of CBD and other cannabinoids. So it's really an oil, a tincture that's cinnamon flavored. And then we have gummies. And one of the cool things, I want to say this quick. I got a call from a customer, 81 years old. Okay. And they were actually one of Stu's listeners. And 81 years old, they've tried everything. And we obviously can't make, you know, erroneous claims, or we can't say it's a cure-all for everything or a certain disease or condition. But this gentleman called me and said, my wife is 81 years old. We have tried everything to impact her tremors in regards to the shaking of her hands because of her neurological condition. This is the first thing we have ever taken, and it's reduced her tremors by over 70%. And that's, God is my witness, that was the phone call I just received from one of your listeners last week. So we know that it has a profound effect on the brain and certain neurological conditions, and we're just beginning to understand the real benefits to this all?
Well, you know, I think that goes back to what you said just a few minutes ago. You're talking about inflammation. And if you talk to, I mean, any of the experts that Stu has interviewed for a lot of different, you know, we talk about the bioweapon vaccine, you know, at the very least causing inflammation and how detrimental that is to the body. You know, if you can eliminate inflammation throughout the body, that's a great starting place, and that's going to alleviate a ton of people's symptoms. I'm just speaking in generalities here. I'm no doctor, I'm no physician, but we all know that, you know, inflammation, essentially, the body does not work the way it's supposed to if it's inflamed all the time. And so if CBG is this key to reducing inflammation, then, you know, you're going to have better results, you know, throughout your entire body. I mean, I think that's just common sense at this point.
We're basically all struggling from, Paul, as you're right on. We're basically all struggling from lifestyle choices, from stress, from lack of sleep, from the things that are in our foods, to these things like the vaccines. All of these things that come into our bodies, they create these degenerative patterns within our body, okay? And what that leads to is chronic inflammation. It leads to our bodies not functioning properly. And then it's a vicious cycle that just repeats itself, and it gets harder and harder to get out of. So anything we can put into our body to fight against that inflammation, especially when we can utilize something that is from God's green earth and it's a plant with very minimal side effects.
Yeah.
Those are things that really don't have a big downside, to be honest.
That's exactly right. You know, we talked about that at the beginning of the monologue. You talked about side effects. I said they were, you know, unintended jokingly, because I think these big pharma companies know exactly what they're doing. They know the pill has side effects, but they know they have another pill that is going to treat that side effect. And pretty soon you're taking 20 pills a day, you know, to stay alive. And now you're addicted to, you know, this big pharma system. Now, you said God's green earth. So, and we've talked about this before when we've interviewed, you guys have, you know, the curable guarantee, right? I mean, you have your products independently tested by third parties to make sure they're pure. You know, they're not just consumed with heavy metals and other toxins, right?
Yeah, 100%. So not only do we do a third party test, we have actually hired a PhD chemist from the University of Minnesota, who is a former employee of Medtronic, who internally tests all of our products at least twice, sometimes three times. Internally, we run all the tests, we can run all the capabilities. But then beyond that, we understand, look, you don't want to just hear from us. We want to go and actually get a legitimate third party. And we go to a verified third party accredited lab out of the state of North Dakota, who does all of the testing one step further to verify all of the testing that we do internally. And it's a real COA, a real certificate of analysis that verifies the absence of heavy metals, herbicides, and pesticides, and that it also verifies the accuracy and the potency of all the cannabinoids like CBD or CBG to guarantee that it's accurate.
And I think right now, when, you know, there's a lot of you know, there's a lot of competition out there, I think that is something we really, you know, want to highlight, because you know, you never know what's in the medicine that you're buying, especially if you're buying it, I don't know, like at a gas station or something, or, you know, yeah, the green bottles in a you know, big, yeah, box Walmart store or whatever. So this is very important that you have all this analysis done. People actually know what they're putting in their bodies. They can count that if it, you know, if it says, you know, this percentage, this many milliliters of CBG or CBD or whatever, they can count on that actually being the case.
100%. And again, we've touched on this, but to make a long story short, we have literally on certain products, we have gone even beyond the third party testing. We have tested even beyond that for extra heavy metals. Why? Because we process a large amount of the state's hemp here, and we process hemp for other farmers across the country. And when we do that testing internally, we find a lot of that other hemp is full of other heavy metals that shouldn't be present within the product. So we have gone above and beyond and paid thousands and thousands of dollars to test beyond even what is required by the state, which we think is something that's really, really neat.
Yeah. So if you want better energy, you want, you know, in some cases better sleep, if you want to get rid of inflammation, you need to use CBG, CBD. You need to use it from Curable because it's pure and it's not, you know, full of all these toxins and other heavy metals. So the promo code is STU. It's curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Use the promo code STU you save big and get healthy and reduce inflammation, right? I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I love it. And for basically 72 hours on all of the CBG products that we have, we're going to mark them down an extra 10%. So you have your STU code with the 20% off. And for 72 hours, 3 days, you got an extra 10% on those CBG gummies and that CBG cinnamon tincture.
Fantastic. Justin Finneman, always great to talk to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Paul, it's my pleasure. Thank you very
Alrighty.
Much.
Alrighty. Folks, this is the STU Peter Show. I'm Paul Harrell.
I really wish I didn't have to bring you this disgusting news. But you know that holster company that I've been working with as a sponsor for the past 4 months, Vanish Holsters, they've just been banned. Yeah, even though they're legally allowed to purchase it, Amazon, Google, and Facebook just banned it for sale to more than 7.7 million Americans who live in a certain state. Now, the good news is they can't stop me or us from getting it in their hands, or in your hands, for that matter. Now, crazy enough, the reason that it was banned is because that holster, Vanish Holster, enhances the concealment of a weapon better than just about any other holster on the market. And even better, it works with 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. Best of all, using my link, you get it for $40 off. So lock in your special pricing right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. Again, that's vnsh.com/stew. Again, vnsh.com/stew. Here's a question. You ever feel like your pain is holding you back? How many of you aren't able to go on a walk with your grandchildren because your knees hurt too much? This is the reality for millions of people over 50. They suffer from pain that can make it difficult to get around, to sleep, to enjoy life. But there is a brand new product that can help you get your life back. QE Strong Pain Patches are made with natural ingredients that are extremely safe, and they work. Just simply apply one patch to the affected area and you'll feel relief in minutes. If you're tired of living with pain, try QE Strong Pain Patches today. Go to QEStrong.com/stew. Again, that's QEStrong.com/stew. I don't believe in the process of elections. I believe it's all rigged. I believe that they're all stolen. And the more I talk about this with experts every day, the more I'm convinced that we're living in this movie. It's all fake. But let's just say that somehow, magically, overnight, we return to this constitutional republic, two-party representative government system where your vote counts and it's real. There's not a single candidate who's willing to throw their balls on the table and stand up to do the right thing. The institutions that we rely on, the government, the legal system, the media, all of them seem to be increasingly focused on their own agendas rather than serving the interests of the public. We need to recognize that we can't count on them to save us. So you have to save yourself. And part of saving yourself means protecting your future. That's why I partnered with GoldCo. Because I believe that they can help you get into gold and silver just like they did for me. Here's the facts. GoldCo has helped protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people just like you and me. And right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver with qualified orders just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect 50 grand or half a million or more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from their out-of-control corrupt government. Don't be a victim. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD or go to goldco.com/stew.